Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm speaking with Reverend Dr. Ralph Watkins from Wheat Street Baptist Church. Reverend Dr. Watkins, welcome to The Local Take.
Good morning, welcome. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Watkins, for our listeners who may not know, can you please share just a little bit of the history about Wheat Street Baptist Church and its place in our community?
Wheat Street Baptist Church is celebrating its 150th anniversary this year. It's been a mainstay in the Sweet Auburn district here of Atlanta, Georgia, a church of 150 years with seven pastors in that long tenure. And it's been an entity that's been a kind of a really community development-focused church, a church that's focused on meeting the practical needs of its people, being a church that's focused on education, entrepreneurship, and empowerment.
Now, I know that Reverend William Holmes Borders was one of the significant leaders in those seven pastors at Wheat Street. And there's a street named after him, but a lot of us, we see these streets and, you know, we have no idea who those people are. Can you share some information about some of the things that occurred at Wheat Street due to that giant of a leader, Reverend Holmes Borders?
Yes, the Reverend Dr. William Holmes Border Sr. became our pastor in 1937. He was the pastor for 52 years, retiring in 1989. Dr. Borders was a visionary. He came to the church when they had struggled with finishing the sanctuary. He came in 37, finished the sanctuary in 1939, opened the church up in 1939, first of July, had 3,000 persons in attendance. He dreamt of building a city within a city. So Wheat Street then built two shopping plazas. Wheat Street Tower was a 208-unit senior citizens high-rise, and then also Wheat Street Gardens. It was a series of housing development apartments that spanned some 7 acres. Also had the first daycare, birthed from the daycare by a church in the city, in the country. So he was a visionary, a leader, builder, and we still are living based on the foundation he set that many years ago.
And I know the church is celebrating its 150th anniversary, but the Wheat Street Towers are celebrating their 47th anniversary, and this was the first partnership between the federal government and a faith-based organization to actually build affordable housing.
Yeah, one thing we thought about and still embrace at Wheat Street is we feel that God's called us to serve the most vulnerable. And we just finished a $27.5 million renovation of Wheat Street Towers. We committed to providing, continue to provide low-income housing for our seniors so they could live in kind of this sense of grandeur in their golden years. Wheat Street Towers has some of the best in the city. I look in the Grady Curve, 14-story building. But that's been a commitment of ours. We continue to be committed to serving the most vulnerable, especially on our seniors.
Now, you're mentioning these towers 47 years ago, this arrangement was made, and now this, you know, renovation has occurred. All across our community, we're losing these historical touch points from, you know, cemeteries to whole neighborhoods. What makes the Wheat Street campus different? Because you all seem to be thriving in this little city within the city.
Yeah, we feel that the ancestors thrust upon us a legacy that we must maintain. We must maintain this historical institution developed, owned, and the vision cast by persons who look like me, African Americans, who are at the center of this great city we call Atlanta. We're committed to that. So we are not only renovating the towers, we're now renovating the Christian Education Building, which was built in 1957. It was the first federally funded Head Start connected with a local church in the country. We're also renovating the historic sanctuary. We just received a $500,000 National Park Service grant to renovate the sanctuary. We began to renovate the parsonage where Dr. Borders lived. So we have birthed not only the church, we also have Wheat Street Tours, Wheat Street History Center, the Norma J. Harris Museum. So we're continuing to move forward, realizing that we think it's important for us to not only have these historic touch points, but to also tell our story, share our story, and continue to write a story.
Well, that brings me to the next question. How can our listeners and community members take part in this 150th anniversary of this wonderful institution in our city?
Well, on Saturday, July 20th, we'll be having a picnic. You can go to the website and find out more information about that at wearewheatstreet.org. And then on July 21st, on Sunday morning at 9 a.m., we'll have Dr. Maurice Hobson, African-American professor of history at Georgia State, giving us our Peter James Bryant historical lecture. Then on Sunday morning, July 21st, 10:30 a.m., Judge Penny will be giving the morning sermon and worship experience there as well. We'll have a gala in February, and many events will be happening throughout the year, and I would encourage folks to visit us at wearewheatstreet.org. That's wearewheatstreet.org. Follow us at Wheat Street Baptist Church on Instagram and on Facebook, and there'll be more activities to come as well.
Now, what do you want people to know about Wheat Street that they may not know? What is that little thing, that little kernel that you wish everyone knew that they may not know about?
We yet live. We say that we are the church in the heart of Atlanta with Atlanta in our heart. This is where love lives. We are a church that continues to focus on those three E's: education, empowerment, and entrepreneurship. We're a church that's trying to make a difference in the city. We believe in celebrating our history, but our history yet lives. We continue to tell the story, do new dynamic things that makes a difference. We say we exist to develop disciples that make a real difference in the lives of people in the city. So we continue that work. We continue to build partnerships to produce change, fellowship, relationship, but ultimately empower our people. So I think that's what we have been about, we continue to be about, and our doors swing open on welcome hinges.
Reverend Dr. Ralph Watkins, I want to thank you so much for coming and sharing this information with us this morning about the Wheat Street Baptist Church 150th anniversary. And I'm going to give that website one more time, wearewheatstreet.org.
That's it.
So we're going to keep up with you, and I'm going to try to make it to one of those events. We've actually interviewed Dr. Hobson before, and actually Judge Penny as well. So your community is our community, and I'm going to definitely try to make one of those services.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having us. Thanks for the work that you're doing and keeping us informed, keeping us on point. We thank you for WCLK and all that does, and we support you fully. And thank you so much for being the great community partner that you are.
Reverend Dr. Ralph Watkins, thank you so much. Take care.
All right.